Yes, Ambrose.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's running an errand. Why? Did you think he wasn't coming home?
No, only he's always home in time to eat.
Well, you'll see.
It's nice out.
Yes, I believe it is. A bit chilly, maybe.
Can we bring the radio out and sit on the steps to listen to it?
Oh, we could, but I don't think you're going to want to listen to a radio tonight.
Why not?
Oh, I just have my suspicions.
When's Dad coming home?
Soon. Not long.
I'm tired.
Here, put your head on my lap.
Okay. You're up to something.
Maybe.
Ambrose.
Don't bother me. Leave me alone.
You know what you're doing, Ambrose.
Yes, I'm feeling good. Leave me alone.
Oh, he's home. You want to go and help him?
That's not his car. It's a truck.
But it's him. Just scoot. You better hurry or you'll miss everything.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, hope you two didn't wait for me.
We already ate pork chops. Mom saved yours.
Well, I want to make sure everything is out of the way. I don't want to trip on anything while I bring this in.
What's the big secret?
Didn't your mother tell you?
No, she said you had a surprise.
Do you want to see?
Yes, sir.
It's here in the back. Let me get this pad off of it.
We get a new radio?
No. Look when I open this door.
It's a television. We got a television set.
The screen is so small.
But it's ours, our first television set.
Look at yourself, Amber. Don't you see what you're trying to do?
No. I'm having a good time.
You're using this all to avoid getting on with the work you set out to do. You have so many other doors to go through before you find out what you need to know.
I like it here. I may stay.
You may. It is very appealing, but it's not quite right.
It's fine.
It's how you want it to be, not how it was.
It is, too.
I'm not going to argue with a child.
Then go away.
All right. You'll realize what you're doing sooner or later.
Where's Dad? He's not on the truck anymore.
The television is now in the living room.
Maybe if you turn another knob.
You shouldn't have turned it on at all yet. I have to hook on the antenna.
All right.
Can we watch it yet?
No, not yet.
Now turn it off and leave it off.
You're not going to climb out on the roof at this time of night, are you?
No, I'm just going to set the aerial outside.
When can we watch
it? Just a minute. Will it be long, Jerry?
It'll be longer if you keep asking me. Let me do my work.
All right, all right.
What will we watch?
I don't know. Why don't you run down to the store and get a paper?
Can I have a dime for a comic book?
I don't know. What kind are you going to get?
Batman or maybe action.
Oh, those are all right. Just don't get any of those horror comic books. They give you bad dreams.
No, they don't.
Promise me you'll buy a good comic book. Nothing about witches or ghosts or kidnapping. Promise?
I promise.
Well, where's my purse? Oh, here. Now get a paper and some bread while you're there.
And a comic book.
And a comic book. Oh, and ask Mr. Carpenter how his mother is. She's been real sick, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Here's 35 cents. You come right back. I don't want you out past 8 o'clock like some hoodlum.
Yes, ma'am.
Ambrose.
Leave me alone. I gotta go to the store for Mom.
You're lying to yourself. Your father worked tonight. He didn't have supper with you. And your mother wouldn't let you walk to the store after dark.
Yes, she did.
All right. Have it your way. But you're just making it more difficult on yourself. Get everything at the store.
Yes.
Bread, 12 cents. Comic book, 10 cents. Newspaper, 3 cents. But you still have a dime left from the money your mother gave you.
She didn't really give him any money.
She did, too. And I've got her change for her.
Have it your way.
What are you so moody about?
You came here to do something to help you. And you're just wasting what time you have left. And you don't have that much left yet.
Is this a terrible way to spend it, back with Mom and Dad?
It wouldn't be if that's how it really was. But you're going back to just the good memories. You've changed it all so there aren't any reminders of the times you weren't happy.
I did not.
And you're acting like you're 6 years old. Ambrose, you can do better than that.
I know you're trying to help me, but I know what I'm doing. I don't like those other places. I've gone through old nightmares and new nightmares, and I've seen myself as a villain and relived one of the most painful things I can remember. I haven't found anything in my own mind except pain and hurt and fear and ache. I feel good here. I want to stay here.
I know. I don't blame you.
I mean, is it so terrible to want to go back to where things felt good, where I was happy?
No, there's nothing wrong with that, but that isn't what you've done. You've created a family that didn't exist. Ambrose, think back to how it really was. You didn't know then what you know now, and the world was a pretty scary place. Your mother was pregnant with your sister, but you didn't know that. She was nervous, and your grandmother was sick. Everyone was upset.
I know. But I didn't want to go through all that.
What you are going through is a fantasy. It isn't going to help you live or die. And that is what you're doing this for, remember? Learning how to die.
I'd forgotten for a moment.
You never forget. We remember.
I want to go back there to watch Victory at Sea and Mickey Mouse Club and NBC Matinee and Miss Frances.
What you want to do and what you must do don't always turn out to be the same thing.
You were given a good start. You have the background to go on with what you started.
Can I go back just to say goodbye?
I can't stop you. But would you say goodbye? The mother and father you've created for this little fantasy see you as a six-year-old child. Could you believe a six-year-old child saying goodbye to you as an adult?
No. What should I do?
You should learn from this and go on. You should learn from everything and go on. Always go on.
Are you ready to go on?
I don't want to.
That wasn't the question.
Yes, I'm ready.
Good.
The threat of nostalgia is that it may seduce us and cause us to avoid the present while we try to live in the past.
I don't remember that.
You just learned it.
Stop here, Ambrose. Turn right. The door of that church. That's the next door you need.
Yes. Thank you.
For what?
For stopping me.
I don't have any power to stop
you. But
you
just...
But I can try. It's up to you to listen.
Thanks for trying.
Here we are.
Now, in the beginning, there was a great void, and the earth was without form, and darkness reigned over the land.
If the earth was without form, there was no land to be reigned over.
Shh, don't spoil the effect.
What effect?
And the Spirit moved upon the waters.
What waters?
And the Lord said, let there be light, and
behold!
Ah, why didn't you warn me? I can't see.
Is something wrong, sinner?
Yes, it's too bright.
I can't help that. Here, try this visor. The glass is polarized. It'll cut down on the light.
Where are you?
Here, just put the little band around back. That's it.
Oh, yeah, that's better. Where am I?
Nowhere. The land and the seas haven't been divided yet. I was just getting to that. Places don't exist yet.
Well, could you turn down the light just a bit?
But the splendor and the glory...
I can't see the splendor and the glory, and this visor's a little too dark.
Why, you are particular, aren't you?
All right,
let there be a little bit less light. How's that?
I can't see anything at all now.
Take off the visor. See, is that better?
Yes. Who are you?
Why, you know me, son. I'm the very spirit of the word. The master of the holy writ. Guardian of the secrets of the almighty. Traveling parson and part-time guru. Pick a card, any card.
I never knew anyone like you.
Well, maybe not any one person, but you know me, son. You've been slipping in and out of my tent meetings for years. Temples, cathedrals, mosques, shrines, and seminars. I've been there, and you've always been just that far beyond my reach.
You do seem a little familiar.
I can appreciate a man of intellect, son. And I'm sure you meant no offense by likening me to the animal agent of black magic.
What?
The familiar, son. The black cat, the crow, the dog, the bat, the companion demon the witch will use to focus her or his unholy power.
I didn't mean anything like that.
Ignorance is the way to damnation, my boy. But don't aim for too much knowledge, for in that path lay deceit and villainy.
From knowledge?
Too much knowledge, yes. The duplicity of pure logic. The philosophical conundrums of the scholars and the
fire. Slow down.
Slow down. Son, once you have entered into the realm of spirit, soul, and religion, you cannot slow down. You must run, always top speed, or you are forever lost. Do you understand what I am saying to you, boy? Do you grasp the obvious subtleties of the divine plan?
I don't see any plan yet, just a lot of words.
Such shallowness, such pride, such sinful hubris.
Slow down. Talk to me so I can understand you, or I'll just have to move on and find some place where I can understand what's going on.
The shepherd walks ahead, and it is the duty of the flock to follow him.
You do get a few stragglers that way.
Boy, you can take the fire from the tongue of the blessed. You can deprive the seven sons.
Hold it.
Yes, son?
Why are you here?
It's part of the plan. The great plan.
No, I made this place. I created you, and you exist for the sole purpose of teaching me something.
My boy, I can teach you everything.
But I'm looking for specifics.
That is within my domain. Ask and ye shall receive.
How do I face death?
Well, it is a profound question, my boy.
Do you have a profound answer?
Not a simple one. You must be more specific. In what way do you wish to face death?
That's my question.
We may have a problem. How do you feel about death now?
I'm terrified of it.
Very good. Quite sensible. How do you think you should feel about it?
I don't know.
We must first accept a simple truth.
Which is?
You are not afraid of death. Death itself has no fear for anyone.
I thought I was afraid of it.
Nonsense.
It is what comes after death that you fear. Damnation or limbo or a new incarnation.
Yes, that might be it.
From our Middle Eastern traditions, we expect a judgment, a final evaluation of our life, an assignment on either paradise or hell or purgatory. The definition may vary a bit, but that is the sum of the Judeo-Christian Islamic view of the world beyond death.
Yes, not very comforting.
On the other hand, there is the Eastern tradition, into which we can roughly lump virtually all tribal religions, in addition to Hinduism, Buddhism, Taoism, Shinto, and so on. This tradition tells us that we go on, either to another world or to a new incarnation. A little more open-ended, but still not terribly comforting.
So, which one is the correct view?
Who knows? I'm not in the business of limiting your choices, son. I'm here to explain to you what those choices are.
You're no help at all. I don't even think I can believe you.
I like that. A man of shrewd perceptions. And why should you? You're an intelligent man. In fact, you don't need me at all, do you?
Where are you going?
If you're not going to listen to me...
I didn't say that.
True, true. Not once did those words pass your lips. I accept your apology, my boy. Now, shall we begin?
Fine.
Bad move. You have no idea of what I'm talking about, and you're trying to bluff me.
I'm sorry.
It might have worked on a lesser man, but not I. Well, decide.
What?
You have to make a decision.
About what?
You obviously haven't been listening.
Well, I haven't followed everything you've said, but I have been listening.
Then decide.
Decide what?
Decide on what you believe.
I can't. I don't know enough. You've just thrown a lot of words at me that don't mean anything.
Yes, that's true, but my boy, you have to learn to act based on very little information.
What if I make the wrong decision?
Does it matter? It's all in the hands of God.
Then why should I make a decision at all?
Because you have to.
Why?
It's the will of God.
Why do you know the will of God and I don't?
It's a mystery.
I'll say. You're just talking around in circles.
That's my job. Decide.
No, thank you.
But you have to decide.
Or maybe not.
Or maybe not.
You're contradicting yourself.
But my boy, that's my job.
Trying to relax. I'm tired.
You're goofing off.
Here, put your feet up.
Thank you.
You're not finished. You have things to do.
I'm resting.
You should use this time.
I want to go to sleep.
You are asleep.
Then I want to not think for a while.
You're supposed to be thinking.
I have been thinking. I have.
Now, as long as you're lying down, why don't we just start a regulation session? You tell me the first thing that comes into your mind.
Who are you supposed to be now, a psychiatrist?
Have you ever seen a psychiatrist?
No.
But you always felt you needed to, didn't you?
Yes.
Which is it, yes or no?
I was talking to Calypso.
Ah, well, that's fine, but that wasn't the question. Have you ever seen a psychiatrist?
I know a few socially, but I've never been to one. I've thought about it.
Well, here's your chance. Shall we begin?
Yes, why not?
Fine. Now, you just tell me the first thing that comes into your mind. Anything at all.
It's silly.
So, you can tell me.
I just thought of lying in bed in my first apartment. The plaster in the ceiling had been patched, and there was this picture I could see. Silly.
What kind of picture? It sounds like this could be a significant insight. An image you created looking at a neutral random form, like clouds or ink blots.
Well, it was a woman, and her breasts were the wrong size.
Too big or too small?
Yes. You see, one was enormous, more like a mattress, and the other was almost not there.
That's it?
Yes. What does it mean?
It means the person who did the plastering either took money under false pretenses, or he had a very dirty mind.
But what does it mean to me?
How should I know? Let's leave that behind, and think of something else. I'll say a word, and you say the first word that comes into your mind.
Free association.
In here, it's free association. Out in the real world, it's $45 an hour association.
I can't beat the price.
Can.
What?
Can. Can. I just said the first word. Can.
Soup.
Dirt.
Farmer.
Sky.
Moon.
Don't be vulgar. Star.
Diana Rigg.
You have a filthy mind. Horse.
Buggy.
Whip.
Chain.
Kinky.
Leather.
No, I meant you're saying chain after I said whip was kinky. Leather is even kinkier.
Oh.
But we should go with the flow. Leather.
Cows.
Even kinkier.
Leather comes from cows.
I know that. Tell me, what do you think of when I say sex?
Sex.
That's right.
That's what I think of, sex.
But what does that mean to you?
Oh, the usual.
What does that mean?
Well, sex.
Orgasm, lots of body contact. Sleeping together.
A euphemism.
No, I really mean sleeping together. Waking up in the middle of the night and putting your arm around someone. Texture, temperature, the shelter, companionship, love.
And they say women are romantic.
They are, but so are men.
Go on.
Well, all the men I've ever known were really romantic about their wives and girlfriends, but they didn't know how to express it.
You act as if you did.
No, I tried, but I felt so silly, like I was acting out a scene in a soap opera.
Did you mean it?
I thought I did. Yes, I did. There are those women I have genuinely loved.
But you're still single.
Well, yes. Things just didn't work out. I've already been through that.
Not all of it. Tell me, you almost got married.
Four times.
And how would you rank yourself as a lover?
I try not to compare myself. It's like looking at the Olympic judges standing next to the bed with cards. 6.5, 6.3, with a 2.1 degree of difficulty.
I'm not just talking about bed.
I don't know. I think I was better than average. Not the best. I could have done some things better. When I think of lovers, I think of movies. I think of old black and white movies with soft focus and Vaseline over the lens.
Kinkier and kinkier.
There are very few color films I consider romantic. I mean, when you compare Elizabeth Taylor as Cleopatra to Claudette Colbert as Cleopatra, there's no comparison. One is stiff and rigid and cold, and the other is soft, fluid, gentle, and filled with good humor. Claudette laughed and lounged like a seductress.
There are those who prefer the modern version.
I know. I could never understand that. Joan Blondell, Anne Southern as Maisie, Veronica Lake.
They were before your time.
I know. Maybe it was the fantasy, the distance between the audience and the actress. Black and white, shadows on the screen.
Movie screen or television?
It didn't matter. There was something about even the bad grade B pictures that caught me.
Did you ever think that what you think of as B pictures might really be the A minus? Maybe the real B pictures didn't survive because they were really terrible.
You may be right. But that's the way it is with a golden age. You have the luxury of time to look back and pick out only the best, and then believe that that tiny selection makes up the whole of the golden age. Movies, radio, television, records, even politics.
Well, you've never been very involved with politics, have you?
No, but I wasn't ignorant. I meet kids who weren't alive when John Kennedy was assassinated. That's ancient history to them. But I remember where I was when I heard. Everybody does.
Not everybody. Most people weren't alive back then.
It was only 1963.
How long ago was that?
That's what I mean. Makes me feel old and alone.
Would you like me to play violin while you do this?
Why?
I mean, if you're going to go for sympathy, we may as well do it right. Of course, I'm a little out of practice.
I don't want sympathy. I want to feel comfortable. I want to stop all this nonsense. It wasn't always this crazy. Now, when I was growing up,
we had a Cold War, strikes, the Korean War, the Civil Rights Movement, and children died of diseases we hadn't invented cures for yet.
Well, before that,
World War II, housing shortages, meat shortages, rubble shortages, gas shortages, and stars in almost every window in town to show how many local boys had been killed in the war.
Further than
the Depression, the rise of Hitler, the Spanish Civil War, the fascist invasion of Ethiopia, the fall of the League of Nations, breadlines, and plague scares.
Well,
and before that, we had gangsters, prohibition, the crash of the stock market, World War I, known locally as the Great War, the Philippine War, the Mexican Revolution, the Civil War, the Indian War, the Irish potato famine, scarlet fever, yellow fever, pox, consumption, and starving millions all over the world. Shall we go for sympathy?
I guess things aren't all that bad. The 60s were a great growth period.
And a great escapist period. Division of the country on the issue of the Vietnam War. Election by bullet instead of ballots. Rise of VD and drug addiction. I'm getting a little tired of this. Do you want the violin or not?
No.
I wish you had said something before I got it all tuned.
Are there any good times?
You tell me.
If we keep going backwards in history...
It would appear that we're going backwards, moving forward in history.
Then it's all wars and famines and plagues and dark ages and ignorance and inquisitions and pogroms and slavery and natural disasters.
Right back to the Garden of Eden. And it had a snake.
If you believe that.
It always comes back to what you believe, son. It is your faith, or lack of it, that defines your view of the world, for better or worse, for richer or poorer, till death do you in.
Yes, death.
That old bugaboo back to haunt you, eh, son? What do you expect out of life?
To keep living? But I guess that's asking too much.
Entirely too much. Be a little more immediate. What do you want right now?
I want to be happy. I want to make the rest of my life mean something.
How?
Well, that's why I'm here, to find out how.
Then, my boy, you are doomed to fail. You expect entirely too much out of life and out of me.
I can't settle for less. I want meaning. I want value. I want love and friends and companionship and help.
There's a word for that.
There is?
Magic.
Yes, I want magic.
Too bad. Ain't never gonna find no such animal.
Then it's hopeless.
Nonsense.
But if there is no magic, then what is there?
There's sweat and suffering and rewards and comfort.
But that's what I've already gone through. No magic.
There is no magic you can ever find, son.
Then I may as well give up.
But there is magic. You just have to make it yourself.
But you said...
I said you'd never find magic. You have to make magic.